Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So today we celebrate the feast day of St. Mark. You know who St. Mark is, right? Who's St. Mark? No, he's not one of the apostles, technically. He's a disciple, sort of. He's the guy who wrote the book, the Gospel of Mark, that we just read from. One of the evangelists today. So he's the one. He's also the same person who traveled with Paul on his first missionary journey. But he left early because he was weak and couldn't take all the trials and difficulties. Because of that, Paul and Mark became enemies. Paul hated Mark in a sense because he was too weak for the journey and abandoned him in the midst of his trials. So he had a big beef with him, a big difficulty that actually wasn't resolved until almost near St. Paul's death in Rome. But St. Mark didn't leave the church forever. He just went back and was too weak, and St. Barnabas, my patron, went and helped him out, encouraged him, brought him back into the fold, and led him on other missionary journeys where he began to gain confidence, such that he became the close confidant of St. Peter, the first pope. And what we read in the Gospel of Mark is always the words of Peter understood through Mark. Two things about that. The life of St. Mark should show us that sometimes we get in over our heads and we don't know what we're doing. We lose faith and trust in God, and we go off on our own way. What can happen is we become embarrassed and say, well, then I can't talk about my faith. Then I can't really live out the Christian life because I've gone a wrong way and I've not been 100% successful. That's not true. In those moments, we should hope, we should pray, that somebody like St. Barnabas will come and encourage us, will lead us on and help us to gain strength again. That's what I'm supposed to be to you. I'm supposed to help you in that way as your priest. Because it's not the first great fall that we have that's supposed to define who we are as Christians, but rather, it's our ability to let God bring us back to himself. So whatever difficulties, there may be difficulties that are going on in your lives. There may be struggles which you're going through. There may be people in your lives who you say, I'd really like to share the good news of what it means to be Catholic with them, but I don't really know what I'm doing so much. And the last time I tried to speak about it, I wasn't able to really convince them of what was going on. So you say, maybe I shouldn't try anymore. With my family, with my friends, with the girls at the coffee shop. But that's not what God is saying. God is saying, yes, you weren't strong enough then, but it doesn't mean you won't be strong enough later. Come, let somebody teach you, your priest. Ask him the questions that you weren't able to answer. He'll explain them to you. And then, little by little, you'll be able to stand up in your family, in your friends, in the coffee shops, or wherever it is that you travel for the good news of Christ, because it's transformative. That first failure shouldn't define you. The second thing that I want to bring up is what St. Mark says that Jesus says just before he ascended, here in the 16th chapter of Mark. He says, where is it? Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. So if anybody ever tells you that it's not important for you to be baptized, Jesus said right there, if you believe and are baptized, both, not just one, faith doesn't do it alone, got to be baptized too. It's necessary for salvation. And because of that, that's why we baptize little babies too. Because it's necessary for the salvation of little babies as well. That's one little thing that you can use to help others come to Christ. Just point there to Mark chapter 16. You'll find out that baptism, from the very words of Jesus Christ, is necessary. Not helpful, is necessary for salvation. Let's ask our Lord for the grace to stand up for him, just like St. Mark did. Not to be beaten down by our first fall, but to realize that God wishes to restore us, to encourage us, so we can go forth and teach the good news which leads to salvation. Belief, faith, and baptism. That's what brings about salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.